In Iran, a political standoff over elections next month. It has lawmakers demonstrating in the chambers of parliament. Reformist MPs have held a sit-in all week. They're protesting a decision by Iran's powerful Guardian Council to disqualify many of them from running in the elections. 3,000 people, including 80 sitting MPs, have been disqualified without explanation. The 3,000 includes the Vice Speaker of Parliament, who is also the brother of the President of Iran, Mohammad Khatami. Amir Ali Nourbakhsh is a political analyst and editor of Iran Focus Monthly. He's on the line with us from Tehran. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Not at all.
Tell us why the Guardian Council disqualified 3,000 reformist candidates.
Well, the number is not that important. Most important thing here is that disqualification of the candidates just shows the extent of the face-off between conservatives and reformists in Iran.
Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, this crisis has led Iran's supreme leader to step in, the Ayatollah. Explain this to us and the dynamics of this. He is advising this council, a council which he appointed, to permit the reformist MPs to run for re-election in February.
Okay, first of all, the lineup of the Guardian Council is entirely conservative, or hardliner, I would say. The fact that the Supreme Leader, Ali Khamenei, has come in apparently in support of the reformists,
mm-hmm.
because the legitimacy of the entire establishment is at stake at the moment. 75% of the members of the parliament had been initially reformists, and now these people have actually sided in favor of a sit-in. So it is actually a battle between Islamic institutions, let's say religious institutions, and Republican institutions. The parliament, which is elected by the people directly, mm-hmm. and the Guardian Council, which is an appointed institution.
Right. And the Guardian Council's main concern is domestic. I'm assuming then that the reformists are looking more broadly, thinking about Iran's position in terms of international trade and also regional power.
That's right. The reformists have actually been trying to legislate a lot of laws that are actually on an international standard. For example, they have been putting through a draft which, if it had been approved by the Guardian Council, Iran would have joined the International Commission against all kinds of discrimination against women, or they tried to actually pass a law which would eliminates torture in prisons, things like this. And the Guardian Council has been disapproving and vetoing these legislation. The simple fact is because the hardliners in Iran are aware that if this democracy movement proceeds, they will lose entirely. They have absolutely nothing to gain from that.
Amir Ali Nourbakhsh is editor of the monthly publication Iran Focus. He joined us by phone from Tehran. Thank you very much, sir.